You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We do want to talk a little bit more about last Thanksgiving Day, and on the line with us, a special guest who was there at the game at AT&T Stadium. He spent 12 years with the Buffalo Bills as a quarterback, third-round pick of the Bills in 1973, 17 seasons in the NFL with the Bills, the Lions, the Bucks, and Indy. He's on the Bills Wall of Fame, named there in 1995. Happy to have one of the all-time greats, Bills former quarterback Joe Ferguson, on the line with us live. Joe, it's John Murphy here in Buffalo with Steve Tasker. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
You bet, John. How y'all doing up there?
We're doing great.
Doing good.
Thanks. Thanks for coming on. What got you to the Bills game in Dallas last Thursday? What put you there in the stadium?
Well, my daughter works for the Cowboys, and so she gets us down to a suite up there. And when the Bills were playing, I wanted to come watch. So that pretty well got us over there for that.
Did I hear you had moved to Texas? Is that right? You live in Texas now?
No, I live in Arkansas. Still in Arkansas.
Okay.
But we go down actually see the grandkids and go to the ball game.
What'd you think of the Bills' performance there in Dallas?
I enjoyed watching them. I tell you, they're competitive as heck. And I tell you one thing I really enjoyed. I got to the stadium early and I watched them as they were coming out of the warm up and everything. And I mean, they just have a great enthusiasm about them. And it seemed like there was a lot of togetherness there, and wanting to play, for each other, and that's something that in today's NFL you don't normally see that. But I like that. I mean, it was fun watching them, and a well-coached football team.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what are your remembrances about your early days here? We talk a lot about Josh Allen, obviously, and he played a really nice game last Thursday against the Cowboys. What do you remember about your first couple of years in Buffalo? Because every so often, Josh Allen will break a record like he's the only guy to have a winning season his second year. He's got fourth quarter comebacks, and he's breaking your records. What do you remember about your early days in Buffalo?
Early days was that I had a lot of help, naturally, with a great running back and a great fullback named Jim Braxton, great receiver, and Bobby Chandler and J.D. Hill. I had a lot of help, and I think that's where Josh is at right now. And I understand that Buffalo has some good early-round draft picks coming up this year that'll be beneficial for the team. But I saw a lot of enthusiasm on the field, and I tell you, I think they're just going to get better and better.
Hey, Joe, we were talking a little bit last week about the Bills on Thanksgiving Day, and you were part of a Buffalo team in your third season that played a Thanksgiving Day game in St. Louis, but under kind of trying circumstances. Can you tell us that story, what happened that day, Thanksgiving 1975?
Gosh, you know, I slept last night now, guys. Y'all are stretching it when you get back that far.
Well, it was a game I think the Bills got into town like 2 hours before kickoff or something, right?
Oh, I do remember that. We flew in. We actually left Buffalo and there was a snowstorm, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we landed in Chicago and spent the night. And then we got up the next morning and flew straight to St. Louis, got off the plane, got our own bags, put them on the truck, went straight to the stadium and got our own bags again, went in, got dressed, didn't even warm up, just went out and played the game, and still snowing and a sparse crowd, and we won the game, and from there, it was bright. But when you don't go out and warm up, you just go out and start playing, which I guess you could do.
you'd be hard-pressed to convince players these days you could do it without warming up. Everybody's got a pregame routine and ritual and all that stuff.
Exactly. These players today are a different breed. Good. I mean, I'm not being negative by any means. They're just a little bit different than what we used to be.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about the things you notice about the NFL today. Certainly, you came in and were out of the league before I came in, and it's changed immensely since I left the NFL. What are the most striking differences for you as you watch the NFL today?
I tell you, the most striking thing I see is the number of passes that are being thrown to covered receivers. And the dadgum receivers are jumping up, making plays all over. I mean, there are some great, great athletes making great plays in today's game that we never tested, because when I was playing, I was always told if a defensive back is running with the receiver, don't throw it there. Well, these guys today, they don't care if they're running even with them. They're throwing it up there, and these guys are making these catches, and it's phenomenal. You see it on every ball game, and that just goes back to the caliber of athlete. Even though, hey, I had J.D. Hill, Bobby Chandler, they probably could have made those catches, but we never made the throws. Back in that day.
So, Joe, you came into the league in 1973, played for 17 years for a bunch of different teams. If you could go back and give young Joe Ferguson some advice before he ever took a snap in the NFL, what would you tell him?
I think have more confidence in what you can do. I was a young redneck country guy that didn't know any different, never been away from home, and was just doing what I was told instead of doing what I probably felt like I could do. I think maybe to have a little bit more confidence in what I was able to do at that point, because your first 5 or 6, 7 years are your best years, and you need to play to that level.
I wonder, Joe, what you would tell young Josh Allen, Buffalo's current quarterback now in his second year. What do you think of him, and what kind of advice would you have for him?
Just, hey, keep doing what he's doing. He's got a very good arm. High caliber arm, and hopefully the Bills will build a team around him that they can develop. But to tell him, just have a lot of confidence in what you're doing and let the team know that you have confidence, you know, in what you can do. It makes a big difference when they believe in you. There's no doubt. You got to let them know that you're ready to play and show it on the field and just do what you can do.
Last thing for you, Joe, your health concerns have been followed closely here in Buffalo. I know you got a lot of moral support from Bills fans. How are you health-wise, and how are you feeling these days?
I am really doing outstanding. Every time I have a yearly checkup I go to, and my doctor keeps saying your blood's getting better every time I see you, so whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So I'm doing very well, thank goodness, and a lot of prayers to the people people in Buffalo and emails, and it's amazing how much contact I had when I was down and from people in Buffalo. It was outstanding.
Well, I got one last thing I got to say to you, Joe. At the end of your career, the Bills brought you back. Marv Levy had taken over as head coach, and they had you in for a workout, and I was the guy that was catching the ball for you in your workout with the Bills. They didn't sign you, so I kind of would apologize for not doing a better job than giving that one extra year here in Buffalo to come back and finish your career.
It was all your fault. I talked to Levy about that. I said, you got to get me a better receiver out here, man. Come on.
That's right. Perfect.
I tell you, once I got out of there, I missed it. I really was hoping to get to come back and finish out there. I would have loved to have been able to do that, but just didn't work. Didn't work.
Hey, Joe, thanks for this. It's great to catch up with you. We are delighted that you're feeling good these days, and maybe we'll see you at another Bills game down the road here.
Well, no doubt about that. I'll be back in Buffalo, or I'll be wherever they're playing. If we can, if it's fairly close, I'll be there.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, thank y'all.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.